We've one of the lowest average gates in the whole of the Football League. We've been a members club with one of the smallest budgets in the Football League. Any position above third from bottom means that we're punching above our weight. Now, that's not a great term, but it's the truth at the end of the day. If league results don't always depend on the amount of money spent, but it makes it easier. And that goes for whichever division you're in, from the Premier League down to the Ryman Premier League. We've got to be realistic. What we've got to do is, and I'm a firm believer, and this is our eighth season in the Football League, don't forget. People forget that. When we first got promoted, everybody thought that we were going to be a one-year wonder and get relegated. And most years since, we've been favourites to be relegated. And I speak to lots of chief executives around the divisions in the Football League, and they marvel and wonder how we're still here. And we're still here because of a lot of hard work from a lot of people. But you do need, if you're going to do really well and get into the playoffs or be in the consistent top half, you need a bit of luck on the injuries. And you need a little bit of luck overall. And so far this season, we haven't had that bit of luck. Now, that's still to come, and it will come. And I'm confident, completely confident, that we've got enough in the tank to ensure that we stay up and rebuild. I mean, we finished ninth last year. I mean, that's an absolutely fantastic achievement for a club our size. There are 15 clubs that would have liked to have been in the position that we were in. And that was a fantastic achievement from Wayne, from Warren, from Darren, and all the players that we had last year. A little bit of bad luck, bad fortune this year, but we've certainly got enough to kick on. And I fully expect us to be well away from the relegation positions come the end of the season.
I want to go back to what you said about what you'd be happy with in the season's context. What is the brief given to the manager at the start of the season? Is there an expectation set out to the manager? And I don't necessarily mean Wayne, I just mean generically the manager.
We've always, when John was manager, and for most League Two managers, it's no different. The first priority is retaining your Football League status. The next aim is to finish as high as possible. But we'll be no different to at least a dozen other clubs in the Football League whose main priority is retaining their Football League status. Everything above that is something you work on and is a bonus. But we're under no illusions. As one of the two or three smallest clubs in the league, our main aim every year is keeping our Football League status.
Would you say you have high standards here?
High standards to keep us in? Yes, I mean, our standard is that we want to finish as high as we possibly can. So therefore, now, if that's first, or if it's seventh, or if it's 15th, then that's the highest. We've got to finish as high as we possibly can.